and it's Sam Gagne. Wow. And right off the draw, he takes on Craig Conroy and wins it by unanimous decision.
Oh, jeez.
I swear to God, I don't even think I got hit once in the fight. He kind of pulled me down, and that was the win.
Oh, hi, Craig Conroy. Good to see you. Good to talk to you.
What a nice guy I am. I freaking got this guy paid for the next 20 years.
Yeah, you again, we heard there. He was demoted to the fourth line. He needed a bit of a spark, and he picked the oldest, nicest guy in the ice.
Conroy, and wins it by unanimous decision.
And then one.
Connie got the first one in there, though, hard. Smoked
so,
him with that
so what was
one.
the pre-face-off chat? Like, what's, he just wants to go, or what?
He just said, I need something here. I don't have anything going. Like, I'm dying. He goes, would you mind fighting me? That was it. I said, hey, whatever. Okay.
You know how many fights you have on your career card, Connie?
Oh, not many. Maybe three?
Yeah, three. And I see one of them against your old pal, Jerome McGinley. What happened there?
Yeah, that didn't go that well. That really didn't go well. The Sam Gagne one, I never got punched, but Jerome definitely punched me in the face. Like, that didn't feel good.
And Jared Bull, what are you doing?
Well, you know what? Reggie started to hit him from behind. I went in there. I grabbed him out of the pile. He turned around, started punching me. I'm like, uh-oh.
Guess I better go.
Yeah, I was like...
That's rough.
You know what? You just have to get in there. That's what they always said. I didn't know Bull was going to turn and grab me. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm in trouble now.
I feel bad. I feel bad. It's never your fault, Connie. Hey, it's never your wrong place. Wrong time.
Exactly. I usually have tough guys, Gratz, everybody. I always had tough guys around me, so I was
right. Well, we got Gratz in here right now. We're talking about, again, we could probably move the conversation to the greatest Oiler Flames fights of all time, and boy, where else to start but Gagne versus Conroy.
It's amazing how that jumps out of your field.
Really does, yeah. Yeah, it really does.
He scored like the 5 goals or whatever that year. I'm like, seriously, this guy's going one way, I'm going the wrong way.
Well, we laughed about it. He had an 8-point game. He's got 9 points this season.
I know. Unbelievable. It's
so
unbelievable.
So, how will you be at the game? What's your plans for this game tonight? Where are you?
No, superstitious. So I didn't go up the first game. I wasn't at the first game, so I don't go to the second game. So I'll be watching it on TV at home. Yeah, I'm still like the player. I still think about those things. I'm like, they don't need me up there anyways. I think they got Don and Tree and Snowy are up there, so that's enough. That's enough management side.
What happens if it's a playoff series? You're gonna skip that one too?
If that's what it takes, if we win every game when I'm not there, then I'll skip it. Actually, I was there last year for the win. It didn't matter, but I am a little superstitious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How?
I can't wait.
How heavy has the message been delivered by the league about behavior tonight?
Well, I mean, I think, let's be honest, this thing's got blown out of proportion. I mean, come on, this used to happen every game. Now it happens once, and everybody's, like, talking about it. And they talk about it for, like, a week because there's nothing else to talk about. You know, I just think, come on. You know when these things go? Most of the time, nothing even happens. The hype. I mean, Cassian digged himself in a corner here where he's, you know, the league's all over. If he does one thing tonight, you know, he's suspended for 10 games. You know, so what can he really do? You know, and Matthew should – he never should fight this guy. Like, so – that's a non-starter for me. I mean, they just got to go out. This is a huge 2 points. Just play. You know, there's always the hype. There's going to be all of this stuff going on, and usually you don't see that. You used to see that. I think remember when Cooner took out Pat LaFontaine? You guys remember that?
I don't know if I do remember that.
Oh, yeah. I think he was like front and center in Buffalo, like Cooner. They were coming after him.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And then that used to be the old way. But now I just think they're going to play and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, we got McGrattan in here. I mean, it's a short trip. If you need him, you can get him up there in a hurry, I would think.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
Oh, I would. Yeah, Gratz would do something.
Yeah,
well, Gratz would make sure enough. The thing is, if Gratz is there, nothing happens.
Yeah.
That's the because he says, okay, you want to fight? Fight me, Cassie, and that's it. And it's over.
What about, is Ronaldo going to play tonight?
I haven't heard the lineup. When they left last night, it was such a rush there. I was down in the coach's room as they were going to talk about it on the plane. So I would assume so.
Yeah.
You know, I would have, you know, I mean, even though I say nothing's going to happen, I would rather have more guys in that can kind of deal with stuff than less, just in case. You know, you just never know. You kind of think you know, but you just never know.
Craig Conroy, assistant GM of the Flames, joining us impromptu here on the show this morning. Your thoughts on the game last night?
You know, those games scare me, obviously. You're coming back off the break. We haven't played well. You know, Talbot hasn't played in 18, 19 days. You're worried about that. These breaks drive me crazy. I don't even like them. I mean, to be honest, like it hasn't worked out well for us. So I wasn't sure what to expect, but you know, to get the point and to get out of there, to have a chance at the two against the Stanley Cup champs. I mean, I wasn't overly disappointed, wasn't loving the game, but I wasn't overly, you know what? I kind of expected it to be a little bit sloppy, and you know, it's great to see Monty get a couple goals. Johnny looked like he was moving well last night. I thought Buddy Robinson played great. I mean, I really did. I thought he brought some energy, and he was in on forechecks, and you know, so that's what you need. You need some of that energy, some guys that get called up and bring that, because this is a tough part of the season. I mean, it gets a little bit long, and you know, even though now it's the final home stretch here, it's still, these games are like, okay, now it's time to go. So
yeah,
good to have some of that.
What was the thought process in bringing up Robinson when you have, obviously, Ronaldo didn't play, Reeder didn't play, you had healthy bodies, but you brought him up and put him right in?
Well, I think the bottom line is, what do you have in Buddy Robinson? What do you have? We haven't seen him. We don't know what he is. We don't know, you know, we don't know what he is at the NHL level. He's been good for us in the American League, really good for us. But we got to find out what we have. I mean, I know we're looking for a right shot guy to play on, you know, on our team. And it's so hard to make a trade nowadays. It's all, you know, with the salary cap, there's things that can happen. But all of a sudden they say, well, we don't have any, you know, they always want us to take, now that we have cap room, yeah, they'll do a deal with us, but we got to take back money that they want to get rid of. And that doesn't make sense. So, I mean, I think we just said, hey, let's see. Buddy's been playing great. Let's get him in here, see what he can do, and give him a chance. And, you know, maybe you can solve some of your problems in-house. And you don't know that until you give those guys an opportunity. I mean, you know, it happened for me. It happened for Tommy. It happened for all of, you know. The only one stage there, it didn't happen.
Yeah, he's here. No, he was Golden Boy, right?
I just listen when you talk, Connie. I just listen. You're just so knowledgeable. I just take it all in.
I know that's not true, Steve.
Well, good to talk to you. Thanks for jumping in. We never know where the show's going. It ended up being Sam Gagner versus Conroy, and we figured we'd.
Do you think Gagner would return the favor if one of the young guys that was struggling said, "I need to go here tonight"? Do you think he would?
Oh, I hope he would. I hope he would. You know what? I mean, I remember when he said it, I was like, what did you say? I couldn't hear what he said at first. He's like, hey, would you mind just fighting here? Like off the, I'm like, what? Okay. Like, no problem.
Do you think he would? Stan Bennett went up to him and said, let's go. Let's get this crowd going. You think he would go?
No, he wouldn't do it.
I don't think so.
It's just the way it is, Stan now, Bennett. Steve. You know, it's just different. You know, Graf would tell you, Tommy, like, it's just guys. If it's actually like a pushing, if there's pushing and shoving, they call it like, oh my God, look at the, it's like a brawl out there. I'm like, no one even threw a punch. They're all just hugging, you know, like they're wrestling a little bit. Like, it's not really a fight. You know,
game has changed.
It's just, yeah, I don't think he would do it. Honestly, I think he'd be like, I don't need it. Forget it. We're not fighting.
Well, thanks for taking one for the team. Enjoy the couch. Good luck tonight.
Okay, I'll be watching. Have fun, boys.
Thanks, Connor. There he is, Craig Conroy.